I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Secretary of Interior Ryan Zinke has backed off a decision to dramatically hike entrance fees to some national parks. 91.5 KRCC's Allie Budner reports on what this about-face might mean for park tourism in our region.
Zinke's original plan was to raise entrance fees to $70 per vehicle for some of the most popular parks, like Yellowstone, Canyonlands, and Rocky Mountain National Parks. But after widespread public anger, the Interior Department changed course.
There were 110,000 comments from the public.
Vanessa Mazal is with the National Parks Conservation Association. She says she takes her family to national parks all the time.
We're like many American families. We're not awash with resources, and when we do plan activities, we're thinking about the cost.
In the new plan, the Interior Department will just be charging an extra $5 for all parks with paid admission. The original fee hike was intended to help pay for the nearly $12 billion infrastructure backlog in the national park system. President Trump recently signed a budget bill that gave the Interior Department additional funding to address that backlog. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.
Colorado's fire management director said today that this summer could be the worst wildfire season since the deadly 2012-2013 seasons. Governor John Hickenlooper says the state is better prepared than ever to fight fires, but he's urging people to do their part by following fire restrictions. And the El Palmar Foundation announced yesterday it will help support a proposed mountain biking park in Colorado Springs. The philanthropic foundation has committed $1 million over the next decade. City Parks Director says there's not a timeline for selecting a final location for the project. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.